An Irishman has been arrested in Peru after the seizure of 55 kilos of cocaine. The 40-year-old was one of three people detained by police in the capital city, Lima. They'd been under surveillance by detectives from Peru's anti-drugs unit known as Durandro. Dan Collins is a journalist and filmmaker based in Lima. He's been telling us what happened.
Well, we know that just in the last few days, an Irish citizen has been arrested, a 40-year-old man, in Peru, after allegedly 55 kilos of cocaine was seized by police, allegedly in his possession, along with a British and a Bulgarian citizen. And now the police in Peru have called this operation, surveillance operation, Operacion Britannia. We know that these gentlemen were all put under surveillance after entering Peru separately on the 21st of July. At least that's for the British and Irish citizen. They were filmed greeting each other at the international airport in Lima. And then surveillance footage filmed by the police shows them meeting in shopping malls and different places in Lima subsequently. The final piece of surveillance footage shows, which has been broadcast on television news in Peru, shows a Nissan vehicle being apprehended by the police. They've surrounded the vehicle. Two men, we believe the Irish citizen and the British citizen, are taken out of the car. The boot of the car is opened. It contains suitcases. Those suitcases are opened. The video footage shows. And allegedly they're containing bricks of cocaine wrapped in plastic, according to the police, a total of 55 kilos. Now, the Bulgarian citizen who has also been arrested was not in this particular scene. He, according to police information, appears to have been a fixer for alleged drug smugglers coming from Europe, and he was already based in Lima for some months before.
The video also shows one of the men collapsing when this happens.
That's correct. Now, we believe this is the Irish citizen who appears to faint. His legs give way as he's been arrested back round the back of this vehicle. Now, the three men have been detained in Lima following this surveillance operation, which was carried out by Peru's anti-drugs police, which is known by the acronym Durandro. And it's believed that both the British and Irish citizen had rented this vehicle, and they were also renting an apartment in the eastern Lima part, the district of Lima, known as La Molina. They have all been taken into custody. Preventative detention has been applied. That could last for up to 18 months while a prosecutor completes the police investigation and then presents the charges. And so subsequent to that, if convicted, of course, face many years in Peruvian prison.
Yeah, what happens to people caught with large amounts of illegal drugs in Peru?
Well, a standard sentence for a smaller amount than this, for less than 10 kilos, would be at least 5 years. Now, of course, this is a much larger amount, so they could, of course, face a stiffer sentence. And if convicted and sentenced, these three European citizens will probably find themselves rubbing shoulders with a lot of other convicted drugs mules in the foreign wing of any one of a number of prisons in Lima. Obviously, conditions, as you might imagine, are not particularly good, and they'll probably have to find themselves paying their way through prison, because in Peruvian prisons, the prisoners may very much have to look after themselves.
Yes, this is the same drug unit, I gather, that arrested an Irish and a Scottish woman some years ago.
Correct. The known as the Peru 2. And, of course, that was in 2013. Of course, it hit the headlines in the UK and in Ireland because these girls had been apparently recruited for this drug trafficking job in Ibiza and went on holiday. And they followed a fairly standard route because arrested drug mules is very common in Peru. They went to Cusco, which, of course, is where most tourists go in Peru, where Machu Picchu is, on a two-week holiday. And on the way out, the drugs that they picked up in Cusco, trying to get them through the airport in Lima, they're arrested. They received a six-year and nine-month prison sentence, but that were released early. They served much of that sentence outside of the prison. Now, the rules have changed in terms of drug sentencing in Peru because it is so common for foreign prisoners to be convicted as drug mules. And so some leniency has been now been applied to the way that those foreign prisoners are treated. But clearly it's a big problem. Peru is the second biggest producer of cocaine after Colombia. And production is up in all the cocaine producing countries in South America.
That's Dan Collins in Lima.